Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Deb Sorensen is the Counselling Manager of Focus on the Family Australia. You probably heard her voice on Open House the last few months. We've been kind of testing her out, see if she's actually got the goods she has. Please welcome her. Is it a happy day for you?
It is, but boy, the build-up, though, can't it be stressful?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was at a wedding just on Friday afternoon, and I was sitting there finding it so hard to concentrate on all this wonderful thing that was happening, you know, with a wonderful sermon from the minister and these two friends that were coming together and sharing their lives, and I was thinking, why can't I concentrate? And I was thinking, yeah, tis the season, Sheridan, tis the season. Uh-huh. Let's start there, actually, the pre-Christmas stress. When we are running from place to place, doing thing to thing, and kind of go, whoa, what?
Crazy.
What are we doing, and what are we doing wrong?
Well, look, I think we could all probably make a great big long list of the things that stresses out before Christmas. But, you know, have we ever asked, really, why are we doing what we're doing? Like, some of the things we've got to do, you know, we've got to get to the kindy Christmas breakup, or a little heart will be broken. We've got to get to the school breakups. Do we really need to go to the work breakup? Like, really asking, why are we doing what we're doing? Because I think a lot of the stuff that we're doing is around about expectations that we place on ourselves, that others place on us, and I suspect a lot of it's commercially driven.
So,
and
expectations to be at all the Christmas breakup parties?
Yeah, and I think just to be perfect. You know, that drive to have everything perfect for the day, you know, every single gift perfectly wrapped and the perfect gift for everybody that's coming, the perfect meal, the perfect table, the perfect tree. That's all got to be perfect. Everybody's got to be happy. Yeah.
It's true. Yes?
Yeah,
yes.
I can see them all nodding out there.
You actually do have that kind of expectation. Yeah. It's all got to be perfect. Where did this idea come from that Christmas Day has to be perfect?
I don't know. Maybe it's commercially driven.
Where did it come from?
TV.
Media.
Yeah. Your mum. Yeah. My mum's sitting in the front row.
Oh, yeah. You can say that. You do not look old enough to be her mum. So good.
I've got to live with that now.
Yeah. So expectations. I mean, we just want everything to be too perfect.
Yeah, expectations. And I think, well, maybe we just need to give ourselves permission not to be perfect this Christmas and really ask ourselves, like, what do we really need to make Christmas Christmas? Do we need all of this other stuff? While the madness might actually feel like Christmas to us, does it actually represent what Christmas really is about?
So you went through a bit of a process like this with your family to ask, okay, what is Christmas? What are we going to do? What is going to be most important for us? Tell me about that.
So I asked my my girls, you know, like, if we were to strip it all back and only choose one or two things, what would we actually keep that would make it feel like Christmas? And I got surprising the answers. It wasn't the trees. It wasn't carols. It wasn't even my, you know, home baked turkey and ham.
Oh.
No, it was actually they all said family, spending time with family, and they didn't care if the tree was there or the turkey were there. It was spending time with family. And the other thing which was surprising was the gifts. One of my daughters in particular said, you know, I can't remember anything that you've given me over the last couple of years except for the charity gifts. She said, I got a goat one year, and last year I gave someone sight. And that's what she could remember.
Like the little gift cards that you buy, which is basically your gift goes to a charity. They spend it, but you get a little card to say that you've done something.
Yeah, you get a little card to...
Yeah, that's been a wonderful move, hasn't it, over the last few years. So you've had TIER doing it, you've had World Vision, you've had Compassion doing it, you've had Christian Blind Mission doing it, so many. Mm. It's a wonderful thing.
And to use that to really talk to your kids and the extended family about the gift of Jesus at Christmas, and because we receive, then we give.
Irony of ironies in the fact that here it is called Christ Mass, Christmas, and yet very rarely we don't have room for him. I mean, we've got so much else going on, so I think something that you've done with your family is a wonderful thing to do. Strip it all back and say, what is really most important here?
And keep it simple.
Okay, Christmas Day, when you've got a variety of things to navigate. Firstly, you've just got different families, and sometimes you've got blended families. You've actually actually got an even, you know, greater set of families to incorporate on the one day. Oh, wise one, please give us some ideas on what to do.
A few different things. Blended families, they can be really tricky, can't they? Particularly if this is our first year or second year, you know, and maybe we're divorced for the first time, kids have got to go to more than one family on Christmas Day. It can be really, really stressful. I think a couple of things, give yourself permission again to just relax about it. Give the kids permission to enjoy the other parent. And maybe think more broadly so that, look, it doesn't all have to happen on the 25th of December. And if you're in a new blended family, traditions are really, really important. That's one of the things we love about Christmas, isn't mm-hmm. it? Those traditions of getting together. Well, if you've got a new family, maybe it's time for some new traditions because traditions actually connect people. To one another, and you build up new memories. So for a new family, new traditions. Mm. Yeah.
New traditions, okay. Like what? I mean, you've got an example?
Look, it might be that you, instead of sitting around having a cooked lunch, we're going to go have a picnic on, you know, and play cricket
something
in the
as
afternoon.
Simple as that.
Something as simple as that. Yeah, they don't have to be complicated. In fact, I'd sit down, encourage the family to sit down and say, okay, let's plan our day together. What can we do that's going to be special for us? What tradition can we start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good idea. Yeah. I was speaking to a friend recently who said they absolutely just can't stand Christmas Day because there are tensions within the family, in the broader family, and when they come together, it is just one person sets off another person before you know it, you know, Aunt Mary's off, you know. So when you've got that kind of tension within the family, how can you manage the dynamics?
Don't invite them.
Okay, so be non-Christian. All right,
no,
that's fine.
No, look, I would always say you deal with the conflict beforehand if you can, resolve it if you can. But look, that's not realistic in some families, especially if it is Aunt Mabel and Uncle Fred or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are some things that you can learn from managing groups, actually. Mm-hmm. When you manage groups, you kind of learn a technique about where you seat people actually matters, so that you never put adversaries eyeballing each other. Because, yeah, if you seat adversaries opposite one another and they've got eye contact,
it's like
the competition...
Each corner of the ring, really,
yeah,
aren't
that's
they?
Right. The competition's just going to escalate. So if Uncle Fred... might be the source of conflict. You separate them, okay? You put them on the same side of the table, put a couple of people between them. So sort of sit them wisely.
Okay. Very, very good. All right. Well, there's a few tips. And also, we need to, just before we wrap up with you too, we need to touch on the whole financial thing that we actually get ourselves into every year as well.
Yeah, look, I'm not a financial expert, but I've got one guaranteed, one guaranteed tip. Don't spend what you don't have. Yeah.
As simple as that.
Yep, simple. I know it's not simple though, but it is simple. Budget. Set a budget and get the kids involved too, you know, like, because it doesn't hurt them to actually know what the budget is, and then sit and plan and think again about what are our priorities this Christmas, what's really important, mm-hmm. and then look at cheap gifts that don't cost money. Like dads could offer to have a monthly date with each child, you know, and put that as a gift under the tree.
Beautiful.
So look for creative gifts that don't require money, because kids don't need things. They actually... they think they need things, but they actually do need our time, and they crave our time, and they crave our attention. So some of the best gifts are free. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay. Deb Sorensen from Focus on the Family. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.